How dare you come around here talking about hope? These kids have no hope, and that's the way I intend to keep it.
You can't win here. Jesus already won for these kids. All they have to do is believe.
Yeah, get out of here.
Or what?
Or we'll have no choice but to destroy you.
You wimpy kids don't scare me. Spirit heroes, right? Ha ha ha, what a joke.
We don't come in our own power. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Please don't say that name.
Spirit heroes prepare for battle, clothed with God's armor and armed with the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. We will destroy you.
God's Word says in Isaiah 53:5, He was pierced for our sins, He was beaten so we could be whole, He was whipped so we could be healed.
Oh my, that one did hurt a little bit. Then how do you explain all the people that aren't healed? It sure doesn't look like hope is going to make it through this one.
2 Corinthians 5:7, for we live by believing and not by seeing. We don't live by what we see, but by believing the promises of God.
Yowza! That was a stinger! But you are all disillusioned. God is not as great as you think. Look at all the bad he has caused in the world.
James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. So it seems to me that good comes from God and bad comes from the devil.
It doesn't matter what you do or say. There's no hope for Hope. It's too late for her.
You're a liar. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and it shall succeed for the thing which I sent it. Go now in the name of Jesus.
No.